This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Spring is here at last.
Spring fever.
My heart's beating fast.
There is no doubt now. Love is in the air.
Get up, spring is everywhere. If you feel the wonder,
spring,
just grab a car.
Let's see, we have all kinds of things going on wrapped around spring. The weather is improving around the country. It's quite nice in California this past weekend, although I didn't see Jennifer. I did see the sun.
Yeah, and then some rain came after you left.
Oh, gee. Into each life, a little rain must fall. Yeah, that's part of the spring initiation. The clocks are going to change. Spring is about, 3 weeks and a day or two away, and so here we are, the pathway to betterment for lots of people, depending on where you are in the country. I think that I have always thought this program, The Good Day Show, with Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, is a path to clarity for people. We help explain, well, hopefully, to the point where you understand what's going on, some certain things we have explanations for. I mean, the idea of questioning what's going on, questioning authority, just basically dropping questions that you might ask yourself or you might want to answer, explain to yourself and then maybe explain to others. There certainly are. I was talking earlier, Jennifer, about my grandson who's 9 and a half. There's a lot of whys these days.
Yeah, I bet. I know better. What are you talking about?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, right. There's plenty of that stuff going on. Here's a story about a new mud home that has been built out of hemp and mud. This is for those of you who think the sky is falling, Chicken Little will be right around the corner, and if we don't do something fast about energy waste and all the methane gas from cows, or you name it, whatever the thing is, there's a new home that's been designed with thick mud walls. Part of a project, the construction of more energy-efficient homes, the idea of, what can you create, what can you do? And so there was a prize offered. This architect, Anthony Hudson, used a lot of old construction methods. I mean, if you look around in Europe, for example, they're not so much here in America, but in Europe, there are a lot of homes that kind of look like they were made of mud. And if you see, if you go to some of the better places, Jennifer, in England, where they have thatched roofs, very thick thatched roofs still on the homes, you'll find that there's a lot of mud in there where the construction of the roof meets the side of the house. Mm-hmm. So this is not something new. The ingredients, pretty simple: hemp, straw, mud, and water.
It sounds like together. A face mask.
I was thinking that too, actually. That, what is that, blue stuff that you put on your face?
It's all colors these days. But yeah, a little mud pack on there.
Yeah, right. The new home has 3 bedrooms in it. A normal size, about 2,500 square feet. It's the first time this kind of construction. Isn't it interesting? What's old is new again. Right? It was 500 years ago. They would build the buildings in England with this sort of thing. And it was the thatched roofs allowed for solar warmth. So isn't it fun to bring mud construction back into reality for projects? And they expect this could be something that would really expand, because the earth is very sustainable, as we all know. Right? It's not as bad as some people think it is. And therefore, it is Yeah, what are you doing on your typewriter? I can hear you typing away. What are you typing away?
Oh, I just sent a quick yes, I'll be there.
Oh, good. Glad to hear it. You can count on me.
Well, because, you know, sometimes people want something right away, and you just have to make sure that they know it's okay. Yeah.
Right.
But I'm with you. I'm listening.
Yeah, I know.
Mud packs and
help. All right, so I want you to help us. It's only days until a possible shutdown, and as far as I'm concerned, I don't see
it'll
any
happen.
Clear path. You think it'll happen?
Yeah, I do.
But that's not good. That's not good. I don't even like putting that thought
normally,
out there. But
I know. Well, I just am a realist, and I've talked to a bunch of people who this week have that are in Congress. First of all, it's silly, and it's a bad look just for everybody to go home on vacation and while this is
still
going
get paid.
On. Right.
Everybody
well,
gets
I
paid.
Mean, well, no. I mean, Congress went on a break. They're coming back to work on Wednesday. So the fact that they went home, a lot of congressional representatives, a friend of mine who's a Republican in a Democrat district said, I want to work on this. Like, I actually want to get this stuff done, but yet we're being sent home and there's nothing that we can do. So I think there's that frustration. There's also the frustration that they're not close to a deal. I think that the speaker is getting a lot of pressure from the Freedom Caucus that they're not going to sign a deal unless he makes to deal with Democrats. I don't think he's prepared to do
but
that.
Why do you need him? Why do you need those buttons? There's only 14 of them. Who cares?
Because the divided Congress is by three seats right now. Republicans can only lose three seats. And so if you have a bank of votes that's 14, you're in trouble. And so this is part of the frustration.
The question asked by the population, the people who vote these guys in, is your fault. I say this, I've been saying this a lot lately. Look in the mirror. The reason there's a problem is because of you. You vote for these clowns who can't seem to get it. What is wrong with these people? And
what
the
I just
reason.
Don't love, and I don't say much nice about California, but California has a law that requires a balanced budget, which is why you're hearing all of the trouble building now again from Newsom and people saying that there could be another recall because he went from having a surplus to now having a $76 billion deficit in 2 years.
Look at all the money they waste on stuff that is of no consequence.
And he bought an election. He saved himself from the recall by sending debit cards to people. I mean, the guy is just...
He used Larry Elder. He used Larry Elder as a punching bag. That's
but
in my
he also
mind
sent these debit cards to everybody with like $700 to $1,400 on them.
You mean like Joe Biden is doing to pay off
with
debts?
With school debt, correct.
College
yeah.
debt and stuff, yeah, right.
But this is both of those behaviors are the perfect example as to why we're in this mess. And so we can't balance a budget. We do these continuing resolutions. So then every 3 months, you're faced with the same issue, and that's that the government's shutting down. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. Well, I look at these people on one side. Elizabeth Warren from my state is one of the big problems. And then she wants to blame all the Republicans. And John Tester, who is a farmer from Montana, is in the Senate. He's up for re-election. He was livid. If you see the interview that he gave, livid about the possible shutdown. He said, there better not be a shutdown. We're doing this every 6 months. Pretty much, he said, this is bull crap. That's not what he said. It's bull. Yeah. And that's where we ought to be able to say that word on the radio. Don't you think? I mean, come on.
I think we could get into so much more trouble.
Yeah, but why?
I think you could say
anything.
Why
would we get,
wait, the C word or the S word?
Trouble? No, S.
Oh, boy.
Yes, H-I-T word.
Oh, come
Why
on.
Shouldn't we be able to? We had the television program Schitt's Creek, and we were saying it all the time. And
it's
the only difference between that and the other word is one T.
It's not that you can't say it or why you shouldn't say it. I just, you know, you want to be a family show. You don't need kids walking around saying that word.
Really? I suppose I could ask why.
Okay. I'm going to start calling you your grandson. Start saying, okay, bye.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah. All right. Anyway, so let's go back to the problem of Congress. March 1st, then is March 8th. This is something. So apparently Biden is having a big meeting with the congressional leaders next day or two. And so why did they go on vacation? Why did they go out of town
at
this
point?
That's
my question. I mean, I have a lot of friends in the Republican caucus who ask that same question. Like, why did we take the break? We should have worked right through it. At least make the appearance that you're trying to fix it, even if you're not. You know, even if you're sitting at your desk playing tiddlywinks, at least it looks like you're doing something. Right now, look like everybody went home.
So who's doing what in the Senate when it comes to the impeachment against Mayorkas.
This I hear is they're more putting it on hold clowns. Until they can fund the government because they don't think
that's really? Oh, really? Oh, that's nice. Yeah.
Right. Because you've got to, you know, I mean, you've got to actually have the government open before you can launch into an impeachment inquiry or an impeachment trial.
The Schumer's office says that if we close the government down, it'll cost between $1.66 billion and $3 billion to open things back up again. So, you know, all these hardliners.
It costs money to shut it down. That's part of the problem. That's why a lot of Republicans aren't for the shutdown, because it costs money. But then they're kind of the anarchist branch of the, I think, of both parties that say, well, let's just shut it down and let's just see what happens. And, you know, I mean, the saddest thing, because all of the government gets their money back anyway, the saddest thing is
when they all get paid.
Yeah, but the military families who live paycheck to paycheck don't get their paycheck to paycheck.
Mm-hmm. All right. Meanwhile, the West Virginia House of Delegates passing a bill that will eliminate school vaccine requirements for those who claim religious exemptions. Why has this taken so long? This should have been done 4 years or 3 years ago when this stuff all started. If you don't want to have a shot, you shouldn't have to have a shot. It's way beyond this. The whole thing is way beyond this kind of discussion. There should be no vaccine requirements for public schools when it comes to this sort of thing. Yeah, there are some vaccines that are necessary. Go ahead, Jen. No,
I just got all excited. Because did you see Dr. Phil on The View this week?
I did not.
So Dr. Phil goes on The View, and he's got a new book out, and he starts going all into how we did so much damage to ourselves during COVID, and that it wasn't about the vaccine, but we're going to pay the price for knocking children out of school. And the ladies on The View, of course, did not like that, but he just went in there, like, told it out, like it how it is. And they didn't think that was too great. But it was interesting. If you get a chance to go back and look at it, it was a good conversation.
I believe, and so do most people who are in the medical community, vaccines for chickenpox and measles and mumps and polio and stuff like that, tetanus, those whooping cough, those things that are necessary. Right. This stuff was not. You're right. That's an interesting way of putting it. They were real vaccines as opposed to this stuff provided by the government that was not a real vaccine. All right, 18 after. Did you know this is a good day? I hope you did.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Paper shredder's jammed, but I think I've fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Hey, it's Toby from Wendy's. Picture a Baconator. The 6 strips of Applewood smoked bacon, the hot and juicy beef, the melty American cheese, the pretzel bun. Wait, pretzel bun? A pretzel Baconator. And it's only here for a limited time? This changes everything. Like what I'm going to order today. And tomorrow. And the next day. And the next day. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's Pretzel Baconator today.
Limited time only. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Paper shredder's jammed, but I think I've fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different.
Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Here we are on the Good Day program into social media. Understanding social media is part of, you know, what we're trying to help you with here, with a lot of recommended stories and thought patterns. So in this portion of this hour, we take apart social media from a technological point of view, or from not just the gossipy stuff that you hear being talked about all the time, the things that are trending, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But I think in this case, the Supreme Court grappling with free speech questions, weighing laws in Florida and Texas, Jennifer, that seek to impose restrictions on the ability of social media to the companies moderating content. Is this the appropriate thing for the justice system to be doing? Does it fly in the face of the free speech amendment and the arguments for free speech? If you either have it or you don't have it. Mm-hmm. And in this case, the people bringing this court case think that we need to curb, and in essence, that's what they're saying, curb free speech. No more free speech. But yet some of the things that are published or that are posted are awful. And so, you know, when does it, and the bullying
stuff.
Yeah, have
the social media companies curbed free speech all on their own? That's the other question. This is really not an easy issue, because a lot of these social media companies are operating as utilities. And so then you have to wonder how they can kind of skirt some of their own freedom of speech laws. And then you look at China and you see that China's version of TikTok is a lot different than the version of TikTok our kids use. And you go, okay, is that bad? I mean, it's a tough one, because in my heart, I think parents should be in charge of the social media stuff that's on there. But
yep.
At the same time, I don't like more government oversight. I don't like the government telling us, or being the gatekeepers, for instance. I like parents and families deciding that. But it's really tough. It's tough to try to figure out what the right answer is here. I don't envy them, because I personally am torn as to what to think. I mean, the easy answer is, yeah, have some sort of oversight, but then I don't really trust the body that's going to be overseeing, because the government hasn't earned our trust very much.
What's to trust? Right.
Right.
Well, it's lost our trust as far as that's concerned. So these arguments are being brought about. This was a 4-hour session. Oral arguments at the Supreme Court. Majority of the justices are skeptical that states should be allowed to prohibit platforms from barring. So this is a double negative, in essence. Should states be allowed to prohibit platforms from barring or limiting the reach of some people who are admittedly problematic users? Does that violate the free speech rights of the companies? Companies are happy to do it because they own them and they say they're private companies. And so that's where the sticky wicket is, as you pointed out. How do you mitigate this? It's not easy, and it would seem not to be fair and not to be constitutional. I mean, this thing could go on and get really YouTube, Facebook, social media, X, whatever it is. So, you know, what do we do? There are a lot of these trade groups say the laws infringe on free speech rights of companies under the First Amendment, protects, you know, everything, the government.
Yeah. I mean, the thing you can do right now,
it's really sticky.
Is be a parent. That's the thing you can do right now. And it's hard because kids are getting a lot of pressure to be on certain platforms. Kids are getting a lot of pressure to have those phones earlier and earlier. But you can still be a parent now without the government oversight. I think the rub is that so many kids just don't have it. So then is the government supposed to step in and protect them?
Well, yeah, I'm looking at each of the individual members of the Supreme Court. As you know, I have no use for Clarence Thomas. I don't really care what he says. But Alito, he's pretty smart. But then there's this, you know, all the arguments about what's been said about Trump becomes the, once again, here we go with Trump, the lightning rod.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. A significant weather system heading across the United States. Snowfall expected in the mountainous west, while the plains face the risk of fires. Additionally, the Midwest could see strong thunderstorms. As Michigan voters weigh in for the presidential primary elections Tuesday, Republican Nikki Haley continues taking swipes at the GOP frontrunner Donald Trump. She says the former president has not been campaigning on any traditional kitchen table issues so far.
He said nothing about fiscal responsibility. He said nothing about cutting spending. He said nothing about reducing the size of government. He's taken that completely off the table, and we see Republicans and Democrats wasting money.
President Biden, meanwhile, is facing no official opposition, but a grassroots movement in Michigan hopes to convince Arab American and other voters to write in a protest vote in the Democratic primary over Biden's handling of the Israel-Hamas war. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
I bid you a good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
You're listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, a man who is happy to remind you that the first R in the second month of the year is not silent.
Effective, my dear Watson. Elementary, my dear Holmes. Elementary.
Those were the real guys. The original Dr. Watson and Sherlock Holmes. Aren't I silly? Yes, I am. Okay. General Horn with a great laugh. Yeah. The Doug Steffen Good Day program at 34 and change after the hour. This is the story of a Kentucky couple who ended up winning $50,000 after they found a ticket that had been lost for a long time.
Oh, that was mine.
All right, this. Oh, damn. This. Well, sorry about that. This all began when Mark Perdue bought a Powerball ticket for the October 30th lottery at a store in Bowling Green, Kentucky. Regular customer, he goes in there all the time. When he returned about a week later to buy some soda, he was congratulated by the store's owner. The guy says, what do you mean? What did I do? And the store owner said, "You won the lottery." And he looked at her and he said, "Well, yeah, I wish." She said, "No, no, you did. I have it on video." And then, the hard part, he couldn't find the ticket.
Mm-hmm.
So he and his wife spent 3 months searching for the ticket, and they thought, okay, I guess this is gone. He beat himself up, as you can imagine, thinking that he threw the ticket away. His wife was not kind to him. She said, "I threw the ticket away, but that was an old ticket." And then maybe it was not the old ticket. Maybe it was the winning ticket. Anyway, so this guy, basically, I guess the only way you can interpret the rest of the story, Jennifer, is he had luck on his side. A couple of weeks ago, a manager from one of the plants in town paid a visit to this fellow. He's got his own business and needed to use a company car. And so, yeah, he said, "Well, why don't you take that car out there?" And they went out to make sure the car was clean, and there it is. The winning Powerball ticket was sitting in the front seat.
Wow.
He picked it up. "That's my ticket!" And then he went to the... He thought the ticket had fallen out of his pocket, and probably did. That's how it's on the front seat of the car. He was shaking when he went into the store to pick up the check for 50... well, I guess it was 36 after taxes. It wasn't 50. It never is. They pay all the damn taxes. So, anyway, and then I was looking around at some other stories, Jen. Here, this guy isn't the only recent lottery winner who experienced maybe a lapse in memory, is the best way to describe it. In early February, a guy from Nebraska named Lucas Swarthout forgot about a $2 scratch-off ticket that he purchased. He left in the glove compartment of his car. He was cleaning out the glove box, he said, looking for a VIN number, and he saw the ticket was unscratched. So he just scratched it, and bingo bango, he gets a brand new Ford 150
wow.
pickup truck, a crew cab, right?
Truck.
There you go.
Yeah.
$81,000, that's what he won in that deal. So, the truck was worth $81,000. Cool, cool, cool. All right, here's some space stuff. I'm trying to figure out
this week.
Yeah, there is. So the Odyssey, is that how you pronounce it? Odyssey? How do you pronounce it?
I was saying Odysseus, but I don't know
Odysseus.
If that's right. Yeah.
I don't know if it is either. Anyway.
Thank you.
The thing,
my
yeah.
best guess. There was just a lot of S's, yeah, so I just did my best
yeah.
work.
Yeah. So there was an announcement made that the lander fell over.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you didn't know that?
Sort of like our president. That's weird.
Yeah, right. Thank you. It hit a rock as it was landing, and it tipped over. Or at least that's what they believed happened. And so the payloads that were in there, nobody seemed to know, because on the backside of the moon, you can't see anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's all battery-powered. And so now at the... I don't know that they figured this out. It's been 4 or 5 days since this happened. It was launched, I think, a week ago today, or Wednesday or Thursday, from Kennedy Space Center, went into lunar orbit, and then it descended and landed on the moon's surface. There were no images that were sent because the stuff that would send back the images were in the rocket fell over. So what do you do?
Well, there were some tense moments because they didn't think it was going to land. And
right.
I guess it was like a 10-minute period. So maybe during that point something happened. Who knows?
Yeah. Don't know. I haven't seen clarification of it yet. Maybe somebody's got more info. I'm usually right on top of the stuff that's at NASA. I was talking to my grandson the other day about he was working on a project for Black History Month, and we were talking about black astronauts and stuff. He's doing the project on Althea Gibson, who's not a well-known black athlete. But so we started talking because I got him looking at the NASA. He loves the space stuff. And so we started talking about the fact that NASA is seeking volunteers for a second Mars simulation mission. They're looking for a second round of volunteers. This project is aimed at discovering what it'll be like to live on Mars. Okay. So this is the second time that's been announced. Second time, they're looking for a different family or different group of people who'd be willing to live on a fake version of Mars at the Johnson Space Center in Houston for a year before they actually send humans out to the actual planet. So there are three missions that have been planned. This one is called CHOPIA, which is also known as the Crew Health and Performance Exploration Analog. I actually love how they come up with these names. They want four volunteers to live in a 1,700-square-foot simulated home near the Dune Alpha on Mars. So, anyway, they've come up with a habitat that they made out of 3D printing stuff, living quarters. Imagine that.
It's just pretty crazy, isn't it?
Yeah. It sure is. Yep. So they want us to simulate the challenges of a mission to Mars. All you got to do is look at the movie The Martian that Matt Damon was in. I would say that pretty much summarizes anything and everything you could run into up there. But they'll be doing tasks and that sort of thing. And, of course, they'll have simulated spacewalks, and they'll have the robots to do a lot of operations. They'll have to figure out how to make them work. And then how do you plant and grow crops? They're going to do that. Again,
like the Martian.
Using the atmosphere. Yeah, right. That's back to it.
Just some poop and potatoes, and you got
poop and potatoes. That's it. What a recipe, right? Poop.
That's how my fellow Irishmen survive all the time, too.
And potatoes. I was reading an epistle from a friend of mine who was driving through Palm Springs. I have some friends who have a home. They live across the street from me here in Framingham, but they also have a home in Palm Springs. So they sent me a picture of what they saw, and not that it's new, because all of us who take the 10 to go to Palm Springs see the same thing. But the way they took the pictures, it really sort of set me back. You know, you go by, go sort of toward 29 Palms. I don't make this too local. But when you drive out of Palm Springs, you see the miles and miles and miles of windmills that this guy put in. He used the term littering the mountains, and I hadn't thought about it that way before. But it is. When you look at the pictures this way, I probably should post
this. Oh, like picture. Blocking the beauty of the mountains. Is that what he means?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and these things are, you know, they're all there. You can't miss it. When you go down the 10 into Palm Springs, you cannot miss these windmills. Now, is this, when you look at the point here is we have defaced hundreds of acres of land for these damn windmills. And so what would be better, to have the landscape eaten up by all these windmills or to have a power plant in there, and, you know, it took up maybe 4 or 5 acres of land. And, you know, if you're using nuclear...
Those windmills, I've told you before, are not even powering California. So you're littering California with the windmills, and they're powering Phoenix. They're powering Arizona. And that, I think that's ridiculous. Like, why would we have all of that in our state, all the stuff we're paying for on our land, and then we send it somewhere else? I don't know.
This just shows you how stupid, and I don't like using that word, maybe dopes. We should have a new segment called Dopes in Office. And
Sometimes they earn that stupid title, though. They really work hard for it.
Yeah, including at the moment with what's going on in the potential shutdown. But anyway, the point is that you have, I mean, trying to limit the amount of fossil fuel in the atmosphere, that's good. And that's okay. It's good, well-intentioned by most of the people who are doing it. But how you do it, you do at all costs, you know, electric cars are nonsense. The only place electric cars are selling really is California. They are really not selling even here in Massachusetts, which had a lot of similarities and stupid with California, especially with some of the new leadership. The new governor is a horror show.
And stupid.
Yeah. And the mayor of Boston is even more stupid. It's just like we're digging a hole trying to find stupid people to run for office. And the more we dig the hole, the more stupid these people get. So anyway, I looked at that and I started thinking, why not have a 3 or 4 acre plant that deals with a nuclear power plant
Yeah, they're afraid of the word. That's what the problem is.
Nuclear?
Yeah, that's what they're afraid of, even though it's clean.
Yeah, of course it's clean. Yeah, what do you say, well, what do we do with the spent rods? What are you going to do with all those batteries from those damn Catholic cars, good, Dad. Electric cars. What are you going to do with them? Or the other lithium batteries that there's no, you know, there's no use for them. None. Okay, all right, I've got that off my chest. Okay, police are investigating Taylor Swift's dad.
Yep.
Apparently he beat some guy up. Was it a photographer? Is that what it was? It looks like it was a photographer.
A paparazzi, I think, is what it was reported to be. And I don't know. I think we need to know the facts, because sometimes those paparazzi can be awful, and sometimes they deserve a little push. But at the same time, you know, you want to make sure that it wasn't just someone who was victimized. But I can't imagine Taylor Swift's dad going around and victimizing the paparazzi.
What kind of a guy is he? I don't know that much about
him. I don't think we hear much about either one, the mom or the dad. But I do know, because of all the Super Bowl fever, that somehow he used to play with Andy Reid, who's the coach of Kansas City, because Andy Reid knew Taylor Swift through her dad before she was even famous.
Really? Well, anyway, this guy's 71 years old, and the guy who came up to him at the wharf where he was working, he was 51 years old. I don't even know how she came into the picture. I don't think she was even there.
I don't know if she was either. She's been touring, so I don't know exactly where they were. But that was the big headline.
She has a big boat, and apparently it was in Sydney Harbor, and they were on it. Maybe that was it. And so this guy was kept taking pictures and pictures and pictures. So her father told this guy to get lost, and then there was some.
And the 71-year-old still got it, I guess.
Umbrella, exactly right. Well, those of us who are that age, we still do have it. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
48 after the hour here on Good Day.
KFC's new smashed potato bowl is out here looking like an absolute snack. For just $3.49, you get crispy secret recipe fries topped with creamy mashed potatoes, cheese sauce, bacon crumbles, and even more melty cheese. If you're looking to smash your hunger, grab KFC's new smashed potato bowl for just $3.49. For a little extra, add nuggets to the mix. It's finger-licking good. Prices and participation may vary. Tax tip and fees extra.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
It looks like your luggage is over 50 pounds. Is there anything you can take out?
Oh, yeah. Let me just toss all these $20 bills.
Great. Let me grab you a trash can.
Stop. Instead of throwing money away, move some clothes into a carry-on. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Hear that? The sound of water being poured on 800-degree rocks. If you were here in this sauna, you'd be so hot you wouldn't have the energy to move. But you're not here. Because your self-care happens out on the road, riding your motorcycle protected by Progressive. Besides, after a long ride, a helmet sweat is way more satisfying. So if you ride, switch to Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer, without even breaking a sweat. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Stockwell is on Goodwill Health. Let's try that. I mean, he does have goodwill. There's no question about that. It's Good Day Health, however, and not Goodwill Hunting that we have on the air at the moment. Doug Steffen with Dr. Jack Nook, a chiropractor, practices at a clinic that he has in Salt Lake, which deals in part with the problems of the upper cervical spine, shoulders, neck, that sort of thing. That's the specialty that is Nooka Chiropractic. Not many people in the country practice it. Jack practices it and then some. But he also has a lot of focus in his clinic on your heart and your health. And there are a lot of great supplements that he provides to folks who are there from Standard Process. So we had a conversation when last we visited about those very supplements. And you were very good and very specific at educating people as to the difference of something that is a naturally grown product that gets used in a supplement versus the artificially produced stuff from a factory. So I went downstairs to the cabinet where I have, you've never visited my house, but trust me, there's plenty of Standard product. Well, you know that because you send it to me, but the Standard, I usually take about 30 different supplements a day, some of them the same. And then I came across some things that I am using with regularity, but you made me think last week, well, is this stuff good? First of it, the first one that I found was from the vitamin shop. It's a no-flush niacin capsule. And I'm trying to remember why it was that I thought I needed no-flush niacin or niacin in my system at all. And then I was thinking, didn't we talk about niacin and some people having too much niacin and you don't really need as much as some might tell you you need? It's dangerous.
Well, anytime you get a supplement from food, a food concentrate, you don't need nearly as much as you would probably need synthetically. But synthetic supplements are always missing an awful lot of that particular vitamin that Mother Nature put in there. Vitamins are living biological complexes. And the stuff that comes out of a laboratory is just a copy or of a particular part of the vitamin that was identified in laboratory studies, and then they build this particular chemical structure and try to pass it off as the real McCoy, and it more often than not leads to vitamin deficiencies. I mean, there's, there's no real similarity between a real vitamin from Mother Nature and a vitamin from the laboratory than there is between hamburger from grass-pastured beef and the Impossible Burger that's made out of soy. Those things are as different as night and day. So are synthetic and natural vitamins, different as night and day.
Before we go back, let me just finish the niacin question.
Yeah.
Do we need it, and what's the natural way of getting it if I'm not to take this vitamin that's not produced from nature?
A good source, organic whole grains, of course, meat, animal products, are especially livers, loaded with B vitamins.
But right, last week,
with grains, rice, whole grain rice, not white, whole grain.
But that's not, I mean, there's so many things boiling over here. The cereal companies and the stuff that they put in the cereal, that's grain-based, but yet that's not something that is recommended by people like you. You think people should stay away from
it. Was grain when it was grain when it was harvested. It wasn't grain when it showed up in a box in a grocery store. I mean, what's left there is
processed.
Yeah.
All right. So you were listening to me talk to Ken last week, the other doctor on Good Day Health, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, about staying away from red meat because it affects you if you're older and maybe in danger of having prostate cancer. And so you have taken apart some of the studies. It's been a long time since I put the two of you together. I should do an hour with the two of you, or maybe 2 hours to run, because most of the time the 2 hours run together anyway on the stage of the carrier. Anyway, the difference between commercially raised beef and the stuff that's out in the pasture, that's something that wasn't taken into consideration in that conversation. So you say,
well, that's, anytime you hear studies like this, it's almost always commercial animals. And I have told my patients, stay away from commercial animals. They're loaded with antibiotics.
But they don't, they don't know, because they're not the industry has kept people. There's that whole famous thing in California where farmers wanted to have the beef labeled that was naturally grown, and these guys from Monsanto fought it, and they won. So
well, they had more money than the poor farmers did. It's just anytime you depart from Mother Nature, there's going to be problems. And so when the study comes out and says the consumption of red meat leads to heart disease, cancer, and everything else, it is commercially raised stuff that's loaded with chemicals. You didn't see these kinds of cancers until antibiotics showed up in meat.
Well, that's a fair statement for sure. Check out Jack at, there are all kinds of things. Jack Stockwell, they're called.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.